Reports coming out of the Iraqi city of Karbala say gunmen opened fire on anti-government protesters overnight, killing 18 and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the assailants were Iraqi security personnel. One report puts the number of wounded at close to 900. Karbala's governor, along with senior officials in Baghdad, deny anyone was killed. The latest wave of violent protests across Iraq has killed at least 86 people since last Friday. That's on top of nearly 150 killed during marches earlier this month. Demonstrators in Karbala, Baghdad, and elsewhere ignored an overnight curfew Tuesday, demanding the government be replaced. Here in the United States, firefighters in Southern California are preparing for what forecasters say could be one of the most significant offshore wind events in years, and with it the possibility it could spread flames from a massive wildfire burning west of Los Angeles. This as winds have eased in Northern California, which has its own devastating blaze. Meanwhile, crews have reported progress with both the Getty fire in the south and the Kincade fire in the north, with officials claiming each is 15% contained. It is possible that accelerating winds could cause the grounding of helicopters being used in firefighting efforts. Despite all of this, meteorologist Ryan Walburn says things could improve later in the week.
The good news is after we get through this wind event, things do look favorable for the next 5 to 7 days, where we'll get into a more tranquil weather pattern. No rain in the forecast, but also no more offshore wind events.
Still, red flag conditions would remain because of California's continuing hot, dry weather. It is the day after huge street protests in Chile's capital, Santiago, the 12th day of demonstrations, despite efforts by President Sebastián Piñera's attempt to contain the crisis by shuffling his cabinet. The question is, now what? The protests began nearly 2 weeks ago, sparked by an increase in subway fares. They have since grown into demands for improved economic equality in the country. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Weather Agency is meeting for the first time, focused on climate change, with special attention being given to its effects, the effects of rising temperatures on mountains. The loudest arguments are being voiced by the Alpine nation of Switzerland, and we have a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Swiss Minister for Home Affairs Alain Berset says over 10% of the Alpine country's glaciers have been lost over the last 5 years, a depletion not seen in over a century, as the UN's weather agency opens its first ever meeting on how climate change is affecting mountains. The meeting brings together 150 experts to examine mountain glaciers, snow and permafrost, which regulate freshwater resources for about half of the world's population. They hope to find key areas in which to take quick action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of this day's top stories in the U.S. is in the sports world, namely baseball's World Series between the Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros. After last night's Nationals win, the series is knotted up at 3 games apiece, with a final Game 7 scheduled for tonight in Houston. Here's Greg Heist.
Anthony Rendon hit 1 of 3 home runs on the night and drove in 5 to help back the pitching of Steven Strasburg as the Nationals beat the Astros 7-2, evening the World Series at 3 games apiece. Rendon had a sac fly in the first, a 2-run homer in the 7th, and a 2-run double in the 9th. Adam Eaton and Juan Soto hit home runs for the Nats in the 5th. Strasburg went 8 1/3 innings, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 7. Justin Verlander gave up 3 runs over 5 innings to take the loss. Game 7 is Wednesday night in Houston. I'm Craig Heist.
A former Trump administration insider who served jail time for his role in the Russia election interference probe says he is ready to run for a seat in the House of Representatives, a seat vacated by California Democrat Katie Hill, who quit amid scandal. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The potential candidate is George Papadopoulos, who made headlines for trying to set up a meeting between candidate Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin to get dirt on Hillary Clinton during the 2016 campaign. Papadopoulos eventually pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI and cooperated with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He spent 2 weeks in prison and emerged a critic of President Trump. This weekend, Papadopoulos tweeted about the Katie Hill scandal, saying that he loves the state too much to see it run down by candidates like Hill, who says that she's the victim of a revenge porn campaign while under investigation for an inappropriate relationship with a congressional staff member. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.